Tomorrow's News Today.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex today. I'll be with you for the first 2 hours, then Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, will be taking over the third hour, and then some guest hosts in the fourth hour as well. We've got some big breaking news to cover today. Just minutes ago, Donald Trump announces a ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel, with this Truth Post saying, quote, "I just had an excellent conversation with the highly respected President Joseph Ayoun of Lebanon and Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. These two leaders have agreed that in order to achieve peace between their countries, they will formally begin a 10-day ceasefire at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday. The two countries met for the first time in 34 years here in Washington, D.C., with our great Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. I have directed Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Rubio, together with the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dan Raisin Kane, to work with Israel and Lebanon to achieve a lasting peace. It has been my honor to solve 9 wars across the world, and this will be my 10th. So let's get it done, President Donald J. Trump." So this could be a big thing. It could be nothing. After all, ceasefires are a hell of a lot like a bacon cheeseburger. Hard to get one in the Middle East. Hard to get a real one in the Middle East, at least. And we know the ceasefire in Gaza has been an extended Israeli bombing campaign for a while. The ceasefire with Iran was supposed to include Lebanon, but Israel decided they didn't want it to. Now there's a ceasefire with Lebanon. The question is, does that include Hezbollah? Because that's who they're fighting. They're not really fighting the Lebanese army. The Lebanese army is kind of serving their interests, actually, withdrawing without a fight. It's Hezbollah that they're actually in combat with. So will Hezbollah accept the ceasefire negotiated by the Lebanese government, or will Israel continue to bomb quote-unquote Hezbollah positions, saying, well, we're not bombing Lebanon, we're just bombing Hezbollah. We're helping you. We're helping you deal with your terrorism problem by bombing entire neighborhoods. So this is good if it sticks, if it actually continues. I don't think it will. Again, we're dealing with some like certainties. And I've got plenty of videos talking about this because a lot of other people are now kind of waking up to this reality or expressing this to a greater degree. But it's always been the case that, and I don't know, people are probably just sick of hearing me say this, but it's worth reminding you in this context, the entire point of everything going on for the last 2 years in the Middle East was to take out Iran once and for all. That's the ultimate goal. They will not stop until they achieve that. If they stop before they achieve that, then they're dead. Everything is gone because they've spent the last 2.5 years carrying out a brutal campaign of ethnic cleansing and genocide. They know that they're going to lose support worldwide. They have to become a superpower right now. They have to become a global or a regional slash global superpower by defeating Iran right now, or else they're screwed. In 5 or 10 years, with support from America will be withdrawn, and Israel cannot survive without America as its attack dog. So they're not going to stop. I don't know what this ceasefire portends or how it's going to turn out, or if Trump is actually taking Joe Kent's advice and putting restraint on Israel, as we could do anytime we wanted, if that is the American president wouldn't be like murdered by Israel for disagreeing with them. So as long as Trump can have the fortitude and confidence to restrain Israel a little bit here or there, then maybe this peace can last, and maybe the damage that's already been done from the Iran war can be as far as this damage goes. I doubt it, though. I seriously doubt it, because everything else is moving forward at a pace, including the lockdowns and restrictions and COVID 2.0 over this time. There's no choice, because they will just withhold food from you. We'll get into all of it here on the other side. Stay with us.